Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Horace Clark. Batting second. The third baseman, Jerry Kenney. Batting third. The center fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy White. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Danny Cater. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Kurt Palfrey. Batting seventh. The catcher, Thurman Munson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Gene Michael. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fritz Peterson. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Fritz Peterson. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ossie Blanco. Batting sixth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Sid O'Brien. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Jansky. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jerry Jansky. And now, play ball. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blanco scoops it up and throws to first, with Jansky covering, for the out. One out. Jerry Kenney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blanco scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kenney for the out. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Mercer reaches second base with a double. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Josephson for a passed ball. Mercer moves to third. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Palfrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jansky fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Palfrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfrey takes first base on ball four. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson hits a line drive towards right. Williams catches it and throws to first to double up Palfrey. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton strikes out. One out. Ossie Blanco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanco strikes out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Josephson moves to second. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is hit by the pitch. Josephson moves to third. O'Brien moves to second. Jerry Jansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jansky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Josephson scores. O'Brien scores. Berry moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peterson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is called out on strikes. One out. Fritz Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Brien scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Kenney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jansky fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Jansky. Clark moves to second. Jerry Kenney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenney is 0-for-1 in the game. Kenney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clark scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, White Sox. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blanco scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mercer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cater scoops it up and throws to first, with Peterson covering, for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ossie Blanco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanco is 0-for-1 in the game. Blanco hits a pop-up towards third. Kenny settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blanco scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats White for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-1 in the game. Cater hits a line drive towards third. Melton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bulfari hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Josephson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Josephson moves to second. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Josephson moves to third. O'Brien moves to second. One out. Jerry Jainsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jainsky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Jainsky bunts towards the mound. Peterson fields it and throws to first for the out. Josephson scores. O'Brien moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-1, White Sox. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of White. Williams reaches second base with a double. O'Brien scores. It's 4-1, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kenny fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 0-for-1 in the game. Munson hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 0-for-1 in the game. Michael hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Fritz Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0-for-1 in the game. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blanco scoops it up and throws to first, with Jainsky covering, for the out. Michael moves to second. Two outs. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Brien scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peterson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, White Sox. Ossie Blanco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanco is 0-for-2 in the game. Blanco hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Klimkowski now pitching. Tommy McCraw pinch runs for Ossie Blanco. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCraw. The throw from Munson and he is out, Michael applying the tag. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Josephson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kenny fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Jerry Kenny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenny is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kenny hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Brien scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Mercer hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, White Sox. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-2 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Berry hits a line drive into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Jainsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jainsky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 3 RBIs. Jainsky hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Clark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bulfari hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 0-for-2 in the game. Munson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Michael hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, White Sox. Pete Ward pinch hits for Ron Klimkowski. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Brien scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Kekec now pitching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio is called out on strikes. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kekec fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Melton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Clark hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Kenny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenny is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kenny hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Mercer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mercer moves to second. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-3 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a pop-up towards short. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Josephson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Belfiore. Josephson reaches second base with a double. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Munson for a passed ball. Josephson moves to third. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. O'Brien takes first base on ball 4. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Berry hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Josephson scores. O'Brien moves to second. It's 6-3, White Sox. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Munson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Bobby Knupp now playing second base. Kurt Belfiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Belfiore is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Belfiore hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 0-for-3 in the game. Munson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Michael hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Woods pinch hits for Mike Kekik. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and New York Yankees, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.